do. So he'll be here to join us and tell us where her favorite hiding spots are. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Police in London continue to dig deeper in their investigation of the most recent terrorist attack, but prevention of these types of attack remains at the forefront of the mission.
There have been three major attacks in the UK in just the past 9 weeks, but the Metropolitan Police Commissioner said that in that same time frame, five had been foiled. Commissioner Cressida Dick saying that the majority of the threats that we're facing are not from overseas, meaning that this is homegrown terror.
Correspondent Alex Marquardt. Qatar says it regrets a decision by four of its Arab neighbors to cut off relations, accusing Qatar of supporting terrorism.
This is actually a very big deal here in the Middle East. You have four countries that basically overnight are severing all relations with Qatar. Those countries are Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They are shutting down their airspace to all Qatari aircraft. They have told all Qatari residents to leave their countries. In some cases, they've been given 14 days to leave. Diplomats have been given 48 hours to leave. And from those four countries, they are also recalling their diplomats from Qatar. So this is a major rift that's developing.
Correspondent Muhammad Leela. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser today is ready to sign an order to reaffirm the city's support for the Paris Climate Change Agreement, despite President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. from the deal. Bowser's order will reportedly, quote, renew the district's commitment to the historic agreement to reduce global carbon emissions. We're now into the home stretch leading up to Virginia's gubernatorial primary a week from tomorrow.
Current Governor Terry McAuliffe's dusting off the stumping skills for his Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam.
My hopes are that Ralph wins. I mean, you've seen all the polling data. Two-thirds of the Virginians think the state's headed in the right direction.
Northam's locked in a neck-and-neck battle with former Congressman Tom Perriello.
But if Tom wins the primary, I'm out there first thing the next morning.
One of the reasons why I think turnout will be higher than normal is a pretty hard-fought Democratic nomination.
University of Mary Washington political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth sees things as a bit more settled, though, on the GOP side.
We're looking at Ed Gillespie being considerably ahead in all the polls.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, another Democrat is set to enter the 2018 race for Montgomery County Executive.
This Wednesday, Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner will officially announce what many suspected for a while. He's running to replace Ike Leggett. Democratic councilors Mark Elrich and George Leventhal are also running for the county executive position. Leggett says he hasn't given much thought to the transition.
It's a fairly long way off. We got so much work to complete at this point in time.
When asked if he thinks the race, which also includes Republican Robin Ficker, will be civil, Leggett responds,
"We'll have to wait and see, but I think the good indication will be who's actually in the race come filing deadline."
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Opening arguments begin today in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby.
This could be the most watched celebrity trial since the O.J. Simpson murder case. The jury was bussed in after being selected 300 miles away in Pittsburgh. The charges center on the accusations of Andrea Constand in a complaint filed a year after she says Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her at his home. In a 2005 sworn deposition, Cosby admitted to acquiring Quaaludes to give to women. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,206, the Nasdaq at 63,06. Sports, the Nats outslug the A's, the Orioles lose to the Red Sox, WNBA, the Mystics win, and Golden State takes game two of the NBA Finals. WMAL News Time 7:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news. The inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, "Wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products." Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
This is Larry O'Connor. Invest in your health at Principal Medical Group in McLean. Same-day appointments and 24/7 access with my doctor, Dr. Jones. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Schedule a free consultation at PrincipalMedicalGroup.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. We're bunched up in Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. Pretty normal delays. Now for Route 7, however, coming inbound, a little extra volume we've been focusing on here. After you pass the Colvin Run interchanges and up toward Tolston Road, that's where we had the crash. Now, please tell me everything's been in the median for a while. But eastbound 7 before you get to Tolston Road for the activity and the delays. Heading across Woodrow Wilson Bridge, great, out of Virginia. Maryland, your backup's beginning now before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway inbound, right as you come up to DC 295. Right in that stretch, that's where DDOT crews tell me they're responding to an incident. Let's go around the top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, and in the backups. Be very careful. Accident reported before you get to University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dew points will start coming down, means humidity will come down along with temperatures. 76 today, so not too much further from where we are this morning. And a few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, mainly as the day goes on into the afternoon. Slight chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, then we'll clear 66. Tuesday, mix of clouds and sunshine, just a passing shower, 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Chantilly, 71 in Kensington, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Principal Medical Group. Megyn Kelly gets off to a low-key start as her NBC News series debuts. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. And a good morning to you. It is 7:07 on this Monday morning on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us later this hour at 7:35, it is Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, and he just keeps finding these Hillary Clinton emails. It's amazing what you can get when you file those Freedom of Information Act requests, and he'll tell us about what they found. And at 8:05, Kathy Hinners, she is the founder of Daily Roll Call, and she's also a terror expert. We'll talk to her about the London terror attack last night. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonace.
Good morning. We have the privilege to be joined now by Joe DeGeneva, the legal analyst and former U.S. attorney. And Joe, this week is going to be a busy one legally, so we're very grateful to have you here to lift it off for us. And, you know, we're looking at James Comey, first of all, is going to be testifying on Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And I'm already seeing reports that he's turned down a series of written questions from the Senate Intel Committee on the basis, this is from Circa, on the basis of the fact that he can't answer these questions anymore as a private citizen. What?
Well, I have no idea what he's talking about. He can answer questions, but he is subject to controls by the executive branch because that's why executive privilege on behalf of the President of the United States may apply. He may have answered he may have said to the Senate committee that he couldn't answer the questions anymore in writing because he's a private citizen, because he believes that he is controlled by the powers of the executive branch, because everything he learned while an employee. And he needs the permission of the executive branch to testify, and he may not have received it yet. So he may have agreed to testify, but he may not be able to testify. Now, we don't know whether or not the president's going to grant executive privilege or ask for a continuance or something else. So we'll see.
So I have some questions, and I think a lot of people began to notice the timeline here, that James Comey alleges that the day after Mike Flynn was fired, he has this conversation with the President of the United States in which the President suggests, this is in a memo that Comey supposedly wrote down, the President asks, hey, I hope you can see your way clear on the Mike Flynn story, on the Mike Flynn investigation. Comey then says in later testimony that he's never felt political pressure, and that would be an incredible thing, an extraordinary thing if it ever happened. So why are we now seeing reports that he may actually say the President did pressure him, and will he be committing perjury if he now says that he felt political pressure to end an investigation?
Well, you have to look at his original testimony to the Senate committee. He was asked whether or not the Department of Justice had ever asked him to drop a case, and he said no, and if there had been, that would be serious. He may take the position that, no, nobody from the Department of Justice ever asked me to drop a case, but the President of the United States did. He may take the position that those are two different things and that he did not say that categorically. And the question is, did he write that down? Did he tell anybody about it? At that point, who did he tell about it in the Justice Department? Because if the President, if he took that question from the President to be an attempt to influence him, he had to report it to somebody. And notwithstanding the fact that he thought Loretta Lynch was compromised, he would have to report it to Sally Yates, the Deputy Attorney General. And apparently he did not.
Right. So now what is he paints himself into a corner then, though, from what I understand from all of this. There's no upside for James Comey to sit and answer these questions because he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't here.
Well, you have to understand, James Comey is not about anything other than James Comey. He wants to be the star of the show. He wanted to be the person that saved Hillary Clinton from herself, which is why he held that July 5th news conference in 2016 to be a star. There's no reason he had to make that decision on his own. He could have given that decision to Sally Yates. She was not compromised. So I'm not quite sure actually what Comey is doing right now. He is such a complicated, complex, and I think conflicted individual, both personally, emotionally, legally, and politically. I'm not sure what he is doing. And if, you know, we'll see what happens on Thursday. If he shows up, if the White House gives him permission to testify, they may tell him, they may order him not to testify. He may say, well, I'm going to testify anyway. I mean, this could be a wild day on Thursday, even as I'm watching it from Spain.
I mentioned Circa a moment ago. One of the things that outlet has reported in recent days is that the FBI is among a number of agencies that have violated the civil liberties of Americans many, many, many times over, despite the fact that we've heard insistence and testimony from James Comey, again, that they appropriately handle the information, especially when it comes to unmasking involving American citizens. First of all, do you want to hear anything about this come up, and how do you suspect James Comey will answer to that?
Well, here's what I want to happen. I'm not interested in public testimony about any of this. I want the committees to pursue this in secret session so that they can force people to answer questions and not give phony baloney answers in public where they say, I can't testify that because it's classified. When the House issued subpoenas to Susan Rice, John Brennan, and Samantha Powers, that was the beginning of a new process of exposition and really tearing away the veil of secrecy that has surrounded this. And I believe the political corruption that led to not only spying on American political figures, but the illegal unmasking of them and the illegal leaking of them. I believe that those three people, Susan Rice, John Brennan, and Samantha Powers, have much, much to explain. And I, quite frankly, don't care about public testimony. I care about truthful testimony, and if that has to be in secret, I'm all for it. And so who knows what's going to happen? I mean, this is all quite remarkable when you think about it. I think the Democrats may rue the day they ask for an investigation into the Russians, because now that it's clear the House committee is interested in the unmasking, this will never go away, ever.
But I guess my question is, most people, myself included, feel like even if we find out that Susan Rice and Brennan and Powers were involved in this, nothing's going to happen.
Well, certainly you would think that way as a result of 8 years of Obama, when nobody ever got prosecuted for anything in the administration, any political figures, Lois Lerner, et cetera, et cetera. However, this Justice Department is now in the hands of a new president and a different political party. And pursuing these matters now apparently is wide open. And I don't have any doubt that if the evidence exists of violating the rights of Americans through improper surveillance, unmasking and leaking, it will be found out and it will be prosecuted.
I hope you're right. You know, you mentioned a moment ago that you'd prefer that this be in secret testimony so we can sort of get all of the facts out. Do you think that the Republicans are doing anywhere near a good enough job in handling this case? Because it still seems like they're always sort of talking about the collusion aspect between Trump and the president and everything else that doesn't have to do with the unmasking and the leaking.
Well, listen, just remember one thing. The Republicans do not know how to message. They don't know how to do anything. They are so bad at what they do. I am praying that this is so obvious and so easy to do that they're going to make it happen. Certainly that the Senate investigation appears to be on track, and certainly the House Intelligence Committee seems to have resurfaced itself and righted itself with Nunes taking control and issuing the subpoenas. But let's face it. This is an open question as to whether or not the Republicans can do this. They barely got through Benghazi with four of the committees doing a horrible job, and of course the House Intelligence Committee doing the worst job of all under Mike Rogers. But we'll see. We'll see. You know, we've got some good people at House Intel, and we'll just see whether or not they can do it.
All right, Joe, let's see. If we could, we'd like to keep you around because we want to talk about this Supreme Court ruling taking on this travel ban very soon here. It could be impending.
Yep.
We'll do that in a moment.
As long as the signal lasts from Spain, we're on.
Excellent.
All right. It's 7:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes.
Goodness.
First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. I have no idea why that's saved there.
That's what I heard.
All right, Mary, thank you. You know, a couple trouble spots that we've had this morning, starting to see some improvement. So if you're sitting in the backups, Virginia, Interstate 95 between Triangle and Dumfries, that was due to the earlier crash, which is now cleared out of the travel lanes. It's been to the shoulder for some time. It's just trying to improve that pace getting through. Once beyond, a little bit of volume up into Woodbridge, Newington, 395 normal delays through Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. So we'll take that for sure. On 66 in Manassas, very slow between the Manassas interchanges, but nothing there, just the morning delays, again in Centerville and in Fair Oaks. Crash reported on the Maryland top side of the Beltway. That's within the backups between 95 and Georgia Avenue. Oh, and on Route 7, we're still distracted here in Virginia with this crash. Eastbound as you come up to Tolston Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 76. Chance of rain about 60% today. Tonight, cloudy early. We'll have some clearing later. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A low of 66. And then tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun. Slight chance of a rain shower. A high around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
All right, we're talking to Joe DeGeneva. Joe, I want to ask you one more question on James Comey before we move into the Supreme Court story. And that's about the fact that there was a report from CNN that the FBI used the now discredited Trump dossier, full of a bunch of nonsense, to help secure a FISA warrant to monitor Trump associate Carter Page. Is that a problem for James Comey? And do you think?
Well, I think what it shows is that James Comey was interested in one thing: regicide. He wanted to get Donald Trump. His explanations about how he acted and why he acted are completely unprofessional. They represent one of the grossest abuses of power by any FBI director in history. The other day, I was meeting with an MI6, a former MI6 agent with whom we are working overseas. And I asked him specifically about the Michael Steele document, which was the fake dossier. And he practically got up and fell out of his chair because they were so upset with Steele, what he had done, and how it was used by the FBI and U.S. intelligence agencies. They said that that whole dossier was the kind of thing that you produce for political parties, not that you produce for law enforcement. That was done like a private investigator And he said it was just disgraceful that it was used for intelligence purposes.
The president of the United States now tweeting this morning about his travel ban. He keeps referring to it as a travel ban, despite some concern trolling by his opponents who say that using such a word could make his legal situation perilous. Maybe you could tell us why. The Supreme Court now is supposed to, within days, take on whether or not they're going to lift the temporary stay on this travel ban. What are your thoughts as this heads towards the Supreme Court?
Well, I think, first of all, the decisions by the Ninth Circuit and the Fourth Circuit are some of the worst judicial writing I have ever seen. I have described them as sophomoric and juvenile in their legal analysis and their jurisprudence. They are actually worse than that. The Supreme Court is going to take this case. They are going to reverse it. It's going to be either 7-2 or 9-0. The power of the president in this area is unassailable, and the notion that campaign statements are being used as legislative interpretation of a president's action after he takes office is simply outrageous. The Supreme Court is going to reverse this. The fact that the president is calling it a travel ban in some of his tweets means absolutely nothing. Whether it's a ban or a suspension or anything else doesn't matter. What matters is that the countries that were named by Congress several years ago at the request of President Obama. This is utterly ridiculous what the Fourth and Ninth Circuits have done. Just disgraceful.
So I have a question. A lot of his critics have said, look, this travel ban was supposed to be for 90 days. You've had a lot more than 90 days to be president of the United States now. Shouldn't you have taken care of all of the systemic problems that you thought you'd be able to fix? What do you say to those people?
Well, I think the bottom line is, they have already done an amazing job of changing the immigration policies of the United States simply by announcing a whole series of things. Look at the reduction in flow of human beings across our border with Mexico, 60-70% reduction. The fact is, the extreme vetting is happening anyway, and people are not getting into this country who thought they were going to get into this country. The extreme vetting is happening, whether the courts like it or not, because you still don't have a right to a visa overseas, no matter who you are. You still have to go to a consular officer, and that consular officer still has to make an independent judgment and stamp your passport. Believe me, extreme vetting is happening now, no matter what the Ninth and Fourth Circuits have said.
Along the lines of extreme vetting, we know that the number of refugees being admitted into the country is up 19%. Can I be assured that we know who these people are, whereas in the previous administration, I don't necessarily know that we knew who they were?
I think you can be very assured that at this point, very, very few people are being admitted into this country who cannot be vetted properly by our consular officials. The vetting has changed completely. Nothing is being changed with regard to what they wanted to do, and nothing that the courts have done can stop them from doing vetting from any of the countries, no matter what kinds of order the courts have issued. The courts have not stopped visas. And so if you're going to issue a visa, you got to do it with some standards. And they're using the same standards that they have always used, only they're doing it much better. And they're making absolutely sure, to the extent that you can, when you're admitting refugees, that people are clearable. It's an imperfect system at this point, but we certainly do not have anything like the risks that were associated with it before.
Well, good. That makes me feel a little bit better to know that there are some adults in charge.
And a big prediction from James Comey, 9-0. I'm sorry about that. From Joe DiGenova, 9-0. He thinks the Supreme Court might roll on this. Interesting.
If they all live up to their oath, it's 9-0.
Love it. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy Spain. We appreciate our time with you.
Thank you.
7:23 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Jay Stewart, Corey Stewart for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
It is now 7:25. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And happy Monday morning. Here we go around the Beltway. We are pretty pleased here around the Annandale stretch toward Tyson's. Little brief delay here as you approach the Legion Bridge and making your trip just as you merge off of the toll road. Now for Route 7, we've been struggling with this crash eastbound as you come up to Tolston Road. Crews were still trying to get that completely cleared, but that's our distraction through that area. 270, it's been about the stop and go. Urbana-Hyattstown, that's the slowest stretch of it the farther north. Once you get past Clarksburg into Gaithersburg and Rockville, you'll see those delays. Getting in through town, we've been okay on the southeast-southwest freeway. Nothing coming off of 14th Street Bridge and onto lower 14th Street. Update is sponsored by the Newseum. Today, the Newseum adds the names of 14 journalists killed in 2016 to its journalist memorial. Join the campaign to raise awareness. Hashtag without news. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're still at 72 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
You know, Mary, when we talk about almost every story we talk about, often it comes down to blame the parents. What kind of parenting did that guy have, that girl have? A new report from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology says that there are two extreme parenting styles that have been linked to children becoming criminal psychopaths in later life. So if you're probably thinking to yourself, boy, what kind of parenting style could you possibly have that would lead to psychopaths being among your children. Apparently, it's people who they studied prisoners and discovered that basically people who have a total lack of parenting or rigid authoritarian parenting.
So one extreme or the other.
One extreme or the other.
And we all know people who you look at their kid and you're like, yep, criminal. Well, you do. Everybody knows parents. You look at their kid, you're like, oh, they're raising a little criminal.
Psychopathic traits often lead to people being successful. Topping the list of people with psychopathic traits, CEOs, lawyers, and those working in TV and radio.
Oh, no, we're just socially hindered because we were socially unfit when we were younger. That's why we're in radio.
Explains a lot. 728 on WMAL.
Speak for yourself.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
you have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, we will be joined by Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, and he's going to tell us a story we keep hearing over and over again. Guess what? They found more of Hillary Clinton's emails. I know, it's shocking. We'll find out what's in them. It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is tweeting this morning acknowledging that his immigration order is indeed a travel ban. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin says whatever you call it, it's the wrong way to go.
It does not make us more safe. A travel ban puts us more at risk. It targets Americans traveling abroad. It does nothing about self-radicalization. It's not in keeping with America's values. It exceeds the president's authority. It adds as a recruitment tool for terrorist groups. For all those reasons, the president is just wrong.
Cardin is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. D.C.'s mayor today is going to join dozens of other mayors who are pledging their commitment to the Paris Climate Change Agreement. Mayor Muriel Bowser will sign an order reaffirming the city's support for the deal. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is anticipating better than usual turnout next week in the gubernatorial primary.
I do think because President Trump and the actions he has taken, I think you're going to see a significant increase this year.
Voters head to the polls a week from tomorrow to choose their nominees for governor. Qatar says it regrets a decision by Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain to cut ties over fears of terrorism. Those four countries have given Qatar diplomats 48 hours to leave.
This is a major rift that's developing between these countries in the GCC, in a region that, quite frankly, many people believe can't stand any more instability. But instability is likely what we're about to see, certainly over the coming days, as this rift continues to play out.
Correspondent Muhammad Leela. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21206, the NASDAQ at 6306. Sports, the Nats take the rubber game with a win in Oakland. The Orioles settle for a split of their series with the Red Sox with a Sunday loss. WNBA, the Mystics win, and Golden State takes a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The air flow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair work's guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free, putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Some say spring is the best time to sell your home. But consider this. The best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. Here's an example. When Brent and Donna of Capitol Heights were ready to downsize from their 6,000 square foot home, they knew Frank was the right choice. With Frank's exclusive marketing system, he secured them a full price offer even before the home was listed. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied customers, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, just about back to normal. Looks like delays have cleared, so you're good to go through Triangle and Dumfries' earlier accident history. North of that, though, Dale City to Woodbridge, the normal just volume delays. Once up onto the Beltway, heavy past the Little River Turnpike and again at the Legion Bridge. Now for Route 7, here's what's in store eastbound as you come up to Tolston Road. It was the earlier crash. It was in the median for quite some time, but still giving you some delays here. So Route 7 commuters toward Tolston Road, that's after the Colvin Run interchanges, still very slow. 270, it's been about the volume. Heading into town, in on 50, let's get you before you get to 202. That's where the delays begin to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. And right in that area, it's a little bit shady where a crash has just been reported. So be careful if you're coming off of 50 toward New York Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in, and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Springfield, 71 in Beltsville, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL on a Monday morning. This is where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Kathy Hinners. She's a terror expert, and she's the founder of Daily Roll Call. That's at 8:05, and she's going to talk about this terrorist attack that struck London over the weekend and all of the fallout that we've been tracking. We'll stay tuned for that. My name is Vince Colonnais, joined this morning by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, and joining us right now, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate when you come in here.
Oh, you're welcome, Mary. Thanks. Hi, Vince.
So you seem to be able to find things that no one else can find. I'm not quite sure why, but, you know, 33,000 missing emails, and you are slowly finding them one by one, groups here and there, dribs and drabs. And let me guess, well, you found 2,078 pages of documents you got that were never previously given to, 115 email exchanges had not previously been turned over to the State Department. Does anybody in the powers that be even care about this anymore, because it just seems to me that you keep doing the job that they should have done, and you keep showing over and over how there's more classified information being leaked and given to inappropriate people. And I never hear that anything ever happens with any of this.
Well, because the greatest FBI director in all of history, James Comey, who's going to testify later this week, shut it all down last year. And the Obama Justice Department helped him suppress the investigation into Hillary Clinton. And we just keep on getting more evidence as to why it should be reopened. And the Justice Department under Jeff Sessions should relook at all of this. We have new instances of classified material being sent in and around Hillary Clinton. We have new information about other donors to the Clinton Foundation getting special access and special favors as a result of those relationships, it looks like. And, of course, Mrs. Clinton said, and she swore under oath specifically to Congress, she turned it all over. And now we're getting new emails of the material that she hadn't turned over that she said she did. So, you know, you pick it. There's a good reason to reopen everything.
Will they? Do you think we're going to get it reopened under Jeff Sessions?
You know, Sessions, interestingly, is recusing himself from everything, it seems, including the Clinton email issue. So it's going to be up to his number two, who appointed Mr. Mueller, the former FBI director, to special counsel to investigate Donald Trump, to figure out whether they're going to have maybe a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton. But I think this increases the pressure. This issue ain't going to go away. You know, there's all this fight about what President Trump told the London mayor, or tweeted about the London mayor, and then our ambassador to the United Kingdom then undermined Trump by coming out and saying, you go to it, London mayor. Well, it turns out he's an Obama holdover, appointed 2 days before Trump came in. We deposed this guy last year in the Clinton email matter, and he's one of these top officials who looked the other way and knew nothing about what Hillary Clinton was doing. And imagine this, he's now our acting ambassador to the United Kingdom under President Trump. I'm sure he'd be horrified to know that.
You know, the fervor for going after Hillary Clinton has clearly subsided, in part because the election's over. So certainly there are people who are like, oh, let's move on. She didn't win. That's a punishment for her. Or at least I'm glad she's out of my life, as the average Trump voter might be thinking. But when it comes to the law, I mean, just because an election's over doesn't mean you still didn't violate it and that you still shouldn't be prosecuted. We hear constantly, I think as recently as the Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner email exchanges, that the reason why it's not a big deal that classified information showed up in any of that is because there's no evidence that they had knowledge that they were breaking the law. Is that a reasonable way, a reasonable standard to hold somebody to? And is it real? Is it the fact that you don't know the law is enough to get you off?
Yeah, well, they did know the law. They were warned not to, Mrs. Clinton specifically was warned not to use a BlackBerry because it was insecure. So she knew what the rules were, and she had what is called, you know, the wonderful thing about this listening audience, there are probably more people with security clearances than anywhere else in the country.
Yeah. Sure.
You all know that if information is marked or unmarked and it's classified and you have what is called original classification authority, meaning you have the authority to stamp something as classified, you're supposed to understand the difference between marked and unmarked and treat it the same and maintain its secrecy and make sure that it's not being put out there on the internet equivalent of a park bench is what Hillary Clinton did. You know, and the election, as far as the left is concerned, isn't over. Hillary Clinton is still out there as a political figure.
That's true.
So there needs to be accountability. It was rough accountability on Election Day, I understand, but the rule of law needs to be in working again.
What are the greatest hits inside this new report? What are the things that jump out at you that were interesting?
Well, other than the serious and serial violations of the laws about the mishandling classified information, other media have picked up on the fact that Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin were talking about going to the Betty Ford funeral, the former first lady who passed away. And Michelle Obama, of course, was going to fly out for it. And I would presume Mrs. Clinton and Mrs. Obama would want to go to the funeral. But Mrs. Clinton was asking if they could take separate planes.
Well, because she's worried about global warming. So,
yeah.
You know.
Just to really pound that carbon footprint.
Did they wind up taking separate planes?
I'm not sure if they did, but it sure is interesting to see the desire. I don't know who should be more upset about that, the environmentalists or Mrs. Obama.
Hillary Clinton, of course, you know, she's... She gets caught in all these things. And you've at Judicial Watch, have sent many FOIA requests to, I think, both administrations now. Have you seen a difference in how responsive the Trump administration is to FOIA requests at all?
No, I haven't. The Trump administration is still defending all of these because, frankly, the same people are in office there, and nothing's changed. In
so
terms
the same
of freedom,
FOIA officers and things?
No change in terms of Freedom of Information Act. Actually, the State Department has actually slowed down the release of Clinton material after Trump came in.
Wow. Why is that? Just because the holdovers, you think, are trying to keep their teeth in as long as possible?
Well, because they think no one's watching them, and then the holdovers have an opportunity to do whatever it is they want to do to protect themselves and Mrs. Clinton, who they still want to make sure isn't prosecuted. Hence the Russia focus.
I have to tell you, I'm frustrated just listening to this. I don't know how you keep going. And I'm going to find out when we come, I want to come up, have you stay and find out, are you just to your breaking point right now and just so frustrated for pushing this rock continually up the hill, this boulder? It is 7:44 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Hi, this is Mary Walter. I have to tell you, I slept so well last night, and it's so important with the hours we keep. When that alarm goes off at 2:45 in the morning, I had better have gotten a good night's sleep, and I did because of my brand new mattress from Mattress Warehouse. So we needed a new mattress, and we went to Mattress Warehouse, and my husband and I, and you walk in, and you just see this room full of lots of mattresses. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to take forever. We literally cleared our afternoon because the last time we went to buy a mattress, we had took all day. Well, they have something called Bed Match, and it's totally cool. You lay on this mattress, and it's all computerized. And they have you lay on your back, and then you lay on your side, and then you lay on your usual sleeping positions. It's all computerized, and it analyzes the way you sleep, the way you lay in bed, the way your body weight distributes itself, and the computer spits out 5 to 6 perfect matches for you, mattresses that will be the best for you, so you don't have to lay on every mattress trying to find the right one. So it saves you a boatload of time. And you know what? The computer was right. We got a fantastic mattress. I love the fact that I can sink into it, so it's soft, but yet it's also really supportive. At Mattress Warehouse, there is a mattress for everyone. Their salespeople can find a mattress for any type of sleeper that is comfortable, supportive, and affordable. So if you're not getting the best overall sleep experience, you got to go to Mattress Warehouse. They use science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Find them at sleephappens.com.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50 in great shape this morning, getting up to the Beltway. It's just once you get up to the exit to merge onto the outer loop with the slowdowns, and then inside the Beltway, we have that stop and go through Chevrolet, which we do every morning. But right as you come up to that split from New York Kenilworth Avenue, that's where we had the reported crash. For DC 295 northbound, we're going to leave the Beltway near the Wilson Bridge, going north toward the Naval Research Lab, as we just had a brand new incident reported. Virginia, Route 7, trying to make the recovery now, breaking up the delays east on 7, heading toward Tolston Road, where we had the earlier crash. But hang on, if you're coming up toward the Potomac Run Plaza on Route 7, as you come up to Potomac View, that's where we have a brand new incident reported. So keep alert through that stretch. A little bit busy on Route 7 this morning. 66 about the volume out of Sterling, 28 south, slows to merge on 2, the toll road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in, and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colanese, and joining us is Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. And Tom, as I was saying, I get so frustrated, no offense to you, when you come here and we hear these things that you or I would be sitting in jail for. We'd be doing a lot of time in prison. And it's just this constant drip, drip, drip. And I think I would just be so frustrated in your shoes that people just don't care. No one cares.
Well, I think Mrs. Clinton was counting on people not caring, and during the election season, she was held accountable. We don't do it to impact the elections. In fact, when we first started asking for emails, I wasn't even thinking that Mrs. Clinton was going to run for mm-hmm. office.
But she wasn't even a twinkle in our electoral eye.
little did I know. But the fact is that public officials need to be held accountable. And believe me, Mrs. Clinton knows these emails are being released. And my guess is the Justice Department, when they wake up, and they do have the appointees there, will be taking a look at this. And this is as important as anything else going on today. Right now, we've got a special counsel investigating a Democratic talking point. And, you know, isn't that convenient? Because that does take a lot of the pressure off. You know, we're told that the elections are over. Well, they're still being litigated by the left. And here, we're not even talking about the elections. We're talking about misconduct that goes back years. And the American people demand accountability here. And these emails show about the Clinton Foundation, the pay for play. You've got Bangladeshis who are in the news just recently. You wouldn't believe the detail there where you've got allegedly corrupt folks from Bangladesh getting the time of day from the Clinton gang. And then an allegation, the Clinton gang at the IRS, a Clinton gang at the State Department sicking the IRS on people, blowing the whistle on this corrupt Bangladeshi, all here in the emails. So you've got to really, I would suggest, go to the website and look at the emails and show why you'll see why they're important. And eventually the Justice Department's going to have enough people to look at this. Eventually there's going to be another FBI director, hopefully more honorable than the prior one. And Mrs. Clinton's going to have a lot to worry about. And I have no doubt the Russia noise, and by the way, there is a Russia angle here, the Russia American Foundation. Who heard of that? Well, they're getting the time of day from Hillary Clinton at the State Department, happens to be funders of Mrs. Clinton's operations and the foundation and her campaign. Well, we want to know more about this Russia-American Foundation and why they had it in with the Clinton State Department. There's a lot here.
Tom, you released 115 new Clinton email exchanges not previously released. And in them, you know, remember, they kind of chalked it up to laziness the way that they handed over emails to the State Department. They were like, oh, we just did a keyword search. We handed over anything that matched the keyword. But it turns out these email exchanges are damning in the sense that they connect the Clinton Foundation directly with the State Department and influence peddling. Just routinely. All these emails, most of them look like they're an intersection between the foundation and the State Department.
And not only that, but classified information is being sent along to the foundation. Yep. So on top of the pay for play, remember, Mrs. Clinton promised there'd be a bright wall, a bright line between her and the foundation. And these emails show that was a fraud. And the bright line was always being breached on behalf of supporters of the foundation.
All right. Thank you, Tom. It's really good having you by to talk about this.
I admire your tenacity, let me tell you. It is 751 on WMAL.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
We all want to be our healthiest, so we get a doctor. Pretty good, right? Or maybe we get a group of doctors who all work together. Even better. But what if we could have a group of top doctors working together with our health coverage? That would be Kaiser Permanente. We work together to make sure you get the care you need and the coverage to make it happen. Because your health is the only thing that matters. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with New Floors, and the best company to do that is 50 Floor. They'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will guide you to the best choice in your lighting with your decor. They move all the furniture and haul away the old flooring. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio. That's promo code radio and get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
I'm Jill Vogel, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. I run a business, I'm a mom, and I believe that Virginia can do better. It's time to dump the phony partisan attitudes and do what's right for real people who need better paying jobs, want their health care and freedoms back,
want government out of their life, and want ethics back in public service. I'm Jill Vogel. I want to fix Richmond and turn Virginia around.
Learn more at VogelForVirginia.com. Authorized by Vogel for Virginia.
It is now 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Major stock indexes finished at record highs on Friday, but futures are lower on this Monday morning, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Emergency room doctors are questioning letters that went to some Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield members in three states. They say as of July 1st, patients will have to pay for emergency room visits that the insurance company decides are not emergencies. Stock to watch today: Time Warner, owner of Warner Brothers Films. Its Wonder Woman was number one at the box office, raking in $100 million. That's the biggest ever debut for a movie with a female director. Bidding is open on eBay for lunch with billionaire Warren Buffett. His annual charity fundraiser went for about $3.5 million last year. The Oracle of Omaha gives the money to a group that helps the homeless in San Francisco. And McDonald's has partnered with Japanese clothing company Beams to sell branded T-shirts and other items with pictures of Big Macs on them. Limited edition merchandise is expected to quickly sell out on a Japanese e-commerce site. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It is now 7:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good Monday morning, Virginia. Two things to watch for on Route 7. First of all, as you're coming eastbound, if you're heading past Potomac Run Plaza before Potomac View, that's where we have the minor crash. Just really just seeing a brief delay there, but do watch for that. And then beyond, near Tolston Road, the earlier crash has been cleared. On to the Beltway, crossing the Legion Bridge, heaviest right now from the toll road to the bridge, and then it's good into Maryland. No problems, Beltway and Annandale, just the slowdowns. Now, problems on the top side of the Maryland Beltway. We've had delays from College Park to Silver Spring, which we normally do, but in the backups near University Boulevard, accident just reported, so please watch for fire and rescue units. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero, and finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures won't move much from where we are this morning after a high of 87 yesterday, and there'll be a few showers around, even some thunderstorms, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're still at 72 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Live Casino and Hotel is giving away 5 Teslas to celebrate our 5th anniversary. Win your share of over $300,000 in prizes, including a new Tesla Model X, S, or 3. 25 winners every Friday in June. Drawing 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Celebrate 5 years of nonstop entertainment, gaming, and nightlife at Live Casino and Hotel and drive away in a Tesla. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Coming up on WMAL.
A terrorism attack strikes London over the weekend. We're going to talk to a terror expert about that attack and the fallout.
And we're also going to discuss some comments made by Theresa May about censoring the internet. And is that the way to combat these terror organizations? Remember, what they do there, they're going to do here as far as censorship is